To Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to the Laugh Lounge. We have Dwight Slade in here. He's the headliner tonight at the Pioneer Underground 2 shows.
You've had to have done this, Jay, when they go, "This welcome back to Broadview," and go, you bring it back and go, "Hi, I put the broad in Broadview." Have you ever said that?
I am the broad.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always thinking.
I know you
want to help
are.
You.
Don't help me. Okay, no, help me. No, I know. That does have a double entendre.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I'm the broad, but it's a broad view. See what I'm saying?
So then what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Jay, you have nothing else to do.
That's right.
Okay, the Russian mafia is outside waiting for you now.
What am I doing on Broadview? I've been wondering that.
You're here because you want to be.
You push buttons. That's what you do.
He doesn't push any buttons. My buttons. He pushes my buttons.
I can control the internet over here. That's a big job.
Do you think you could make him funny?
Well, it's not hard. We were just saying. Yeah. It's not hard to get laughs. Laughs are easy. You can just have a list of jokes. But it's hard to be funny. It's hard
it
to
is.
Be really funny.
It is, but you're naturally funny.
I suppose so.
You
suppose
are.
It's just default. I have no other choice in life now.
And you're not not ugly. You're pretty handsome guy.
Thank you.
Pretty handsome.
Hey, watch it.
Does that mean I'm lying? Yeah, you are handsome. So you're a single father. Do you get a lot of material being a single father? A lot of dates and a lot of material?
I get a lot of angst, which leads to material.
Yeah.
It's funny. I don't talk about my kids much on stage, even though they drive me crazy. I know my son, his birthday actually is coming up, and he's now a teenager, which means that
you'll have plenty of jokes.
Two men in the house that are hiding pornography. it's difficult. I don't know. I'm a single father. I don't know how to date. Everything's online, and I'm not going to do online dating. I think people who meet on the internet and get married should be required by law to use the username in the ceremony for our entertainment. So the priest is up there. Do you, Snapalicious 69, take Donkey Kong scene? See, you stepped on the punchline, dude. That's why you can't do it.
Start over.
That's why you get these interns from community college, and this is what happens.
I know, it's what happens. He just wants to be on the show so bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But a lot of people get married. You could get married online.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does that even
funny
mean?
Man with a big bone? No, funny bone with a big man. Wait a minute. Okay, I'll leave the jokes to you. Like you said earlier.
I did have one internet date, and it was a disaster. She wouldn't have foreplay with me because she says my hands are too rough.
Oh.
Because I do landscaping. She's like, how would you like some calloused handle over your private part?
Ooh.
I said,
kind of exciting.
I think my hand got calloused in the first place.
Oh, no.
Use lotion.
I've been working on this thing like it's a novel.
How long have you been divorced?
Very recently, 11 years.
Oh,
you know what she said? She said the reason for the divorce was sarcasm. Can you believe that?
No.
She goes,
"You're
Dwight,
kidding.
You're too sarcastic."
No.
And sarcasm is considered a character flaw. To which I applied, "Sarcasm is considered a character flaw." I'm handling the divorce with a great deal of maturity.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
So 11 years. Geez, single 11 years? Good looking guy like you? Funny guy?
Yeah.
You'd
think
that much?
You'd find a woman. Look, all I'm looking for is a woman who wants to travel, laugh all the time, and not work. Hello?
Oh, they're out there. Not work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just follow
me
around.
Call right now. I think that's a great one.
You want to go to Boston Market for chicken? I'm paying.
You pay too?
Bring it on. Sure.
You are a good catch, dude. I'll tell you that right now.
Enjoy show business. If you want to come and wait in the waiting room of 12:70 a.m., I can get you in there.
See what I'm saying? You got juice here, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're giving tickets away to see Dwight Slade tonight. Two shows, 823-1920.
By the way,
are free.
The show tonight has a Sean
Peabody.
Addison. Yeah, Peabody.
Peabody.
And he is very, very funny.
Is he funny? He's the host or is he the guest?
He's hosting and doing
he's all
the stand-up.
Of it.
He's very, very funny. And so the show is a really strong, very funny show.
Yeah, and who's Matt? Matt Wiegand?
Matt Wiegand, very funny guy that looks like the Tales of the Crypt guy.
What does edgy mean? Ooh, that's kind of scary.
No.
What does edgy mean? Is he edgy, a little on the edge?
Is Matt edgy? Is that what it says?
That's what it says right here. I'm reading. Mm-hmm.
That's just code for we don't know what he's talking about.
We don't
about.
Know.
We don't. Just sit down, shut up, have a drink, laugh it up, quit making judgment.
Do you do any characters? Do you do any impersonations or anything, impressions? Or?
I do a lot of characters in my show.
You do?
But they're all personal. I mean, my father... turned 75 recently, And we can tell he's in his 70s because he yawns and talks at the same time. He'll be chatting along. We took the car down to 6th Street. And, oh, it's how long the pilot is going to go. And the channel where they go. He said it was fine. What are you talking about, Dad? Well, I said to go. How do you expect me to pay attention, Dad, when you're boring yourself?
That's funny.
You know what my brother got my dad for his 75th birthday? A laptop. Yeah, my dad can't run a DVD player. Now he's on Facebook. Leave him alone. He calls me now. My dad calls me every morning, 7:30 in the morning. Did you check your email?
Oh, my
no,
gosh.
Dad, I'm asleep. Check
so
your email.
So he likes it. That's cool.
He's on it.
Why? We sent an email. Well, Dad, you don't have to call and verify the email. You're creating twice the technological work for yourself. You just check that email. And then I check it. What does it say? Call me when you get this. I think my dad should just give up on technology and do what he does best, which is try to identify the mysterious sound in the house.
What?
He spends hours trying to find out sounds in the house. When you're sitting there, do you hear a humming? No, Dad, I don't hear a humming. There's a humming. I believe there's a humming. If you could go, it's over by this wall. You mean the next to the refrigerator, which has been humming the same way for 56 years? You mean that sound?
Does he wear a hearing aid?
Yes, that, and that's also what my dad likes to do is determine whether the cat is in or out. That's his entire day, is finding noises and figuring out if the cat is in or out. Because if the cat goes out and it's not the right time, I let the cat out once, and my dad was just like, we have to go, and the cat is out.
You're a big
trouble. Someone get the cat.
So. And does he actually go out? Or does he pretty much stay home, your dad?
Yeah, he does get out.
He does get out.
It's not a shut-in.
Does the cat stay home?
I don't know. The cat's in, the dad's out. I don't know. Well, they're younger now, though, aren't they? Aren't our parents younger than our parents' parents were? I mean, they were all old. 70's not really that old.
It isn't that old, especially here in Reno.
Yeah.
My parents are 92.
Yeah.
92-year-old parents. I'm pretty lucky.
Right? Yeah. Oh, good for you.
And they're listening to this
they're
on
Russian.
The internet.
They're Russian.
Is that wild?
They're not listening. They can't hear a thing.
Yeah.
92.
Well, that's exciting, man.
No, I hear from my mom every week. She says, stop talking over when Jay's talking.
Yeah, she does. See?
That's
she
Amy
knows
right
what's
now.
Going
she
on
brought
here.
Out her flugelhorn.
See there?
Who knew she could play so suddenly?
Big flugelhorn she has. Thank you very much, Dwight. Dwight Slade's going to be performing
tonight.
Hey,
thank you, Jay.
Tonight.
Thank you, JP.
Yeah. Pioneer Underground, you'll find it. Just look for the big alien spaceship.
Look for the people passed out from the wine walk.
Yeah, you got it. That's right. Thank you very much. Thank you to Wayne for coming in and bringing you an
awesome
laugh lounge today. And thank you. But we'll be back after the news. We got more to do coming up on our next hour right here on 1270 The Buzz, KBZZ, Reno Sparks, an American broadcasting station.
I'm Sam Litzinger. President Obama and congressional Republicans are still on opposite sides of the political fence when it comes to debt reduction.
It will take a balanced approach, shared sacrifice, and a willingness to make unpopular choices on all our parts.
In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama says a combination of spending cuts and tax increases is needed, and the wealthy must, in his words, pay their fair share. In the GOP address, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch says a balanced budget amendment is needed because Democrats won't make enough budget cuts.
If the debt isn't a constitutional issue, why is it that every state in the union but Vermont has a constitutional balanced budget requirement?
He says an amendment would force Washington to make the tough choices. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss says the ideological divide in Washington is deep when it comes to the effects or non-effects of a possible default.
As these deficit talks approach their endpoint, House Speaker John Boehner says he wants to avoid default. But a big group of his House Republicans just don't believe default will be that bad and says they won't vote to let the government borrow more money to pay current bills. Democrat Steny Hoyer says Democrats are ready to help.
I have told Mr. Boehner that our party stands ready to ensure that we do not default on our debts.
But for now, House Republicans are sticking to a hard line and planning another vote on a partisan spending plan they know Democrats won't accept. of CBS News, Capitol Hill.
You may have heard that JetBlue Airlines was offering a $4 flight over Carmageddon in Los Angeles. Now some bicyclists say they made the short hop faster than the flight. John Gabriel was one of the bicyclists.
I mean, our main point really was just to kind of drive home to Los Angelinos that the city is in fact commutable by bicycle.
He says the race was also an effort to show it's ridiculous to fly 40 miles. By the way, no major traffic jams reported at the closed freeway. People seem to be staying away. Pick up a British newspaper this weekend, and you can't miss them. Full-page ads from Rupert Murdoch apologizing for the phone hacking scandal that's threatening his media properties. Sky News reporter Jane Dougal says Murdoch and his son will be facing British lawmakers next week.
This apology is really just the tip of the iceberg, because for the first time, Rupert Murdoch, James Murdoch and Rebecca Brooks will have to answer some very difficult questions put to them by MPs and watched by many millions of members of the public at this select committee on Tuesday.
Brooks was one of Murdoch's top lieutenants who resigned because of the ongoing scandal in Britain. A day of massive protests across Syria has been followed by a day of funerals. Activists say they've confirmed at least 28 people were killed when security forces fired on protesters in several cities yesterday. They say thousands turned out for today's funerals, including in the capital, Damascus, which until now has seen only scattered protests. The U.S. has been pressuring Bashar al-Assad to make changes in the way he governs. This is CBS News.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce